Restoring My Soul, Friday the 12th of June, A World of Iniquity. When we lay hold of the law and then use it to judge and accuse another, it is the expression of a curse. It is the manifestation of a world of iniquity that proceeds out of our heart through our tongue. It is sobering to consider that our tongue is set on fire by hell. As James observed, see how great a forest a little fire kindles, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire by hell. By this means we make the law of God another law within us. It becomes our law. We then use the law to condemn others and ourselves. This was acutely demonstrated by the Jews when Pilate brought Jesus before them. They cried out, "We have a law, and according to our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." The law should remain in the hand of God. It should not be in our hands as those who presume to use the law as mediators. There is only one mediator between God and man, that is, the man Jesus Christ. How then are we to respond to the word of the Lord? Providing the answer to this query, King David wrote, "The Lord gave the word, great was the company of those who proclaimed it." Mary exemplified this when she anointed Christ's feet for burial. We note in this regard that proclaiming the word of faith is not the same as using the law for our self-centered ends. We proclaim the word through the obedience of faith. The references used in today's devotions are James chapter 3 verses 5 and 6, John chapter 19 verse 7, and Psalm 68 verse 11. For further study, James chapter 3.